Hey GWA Backstage, this is Good Girl 1980 answering Penny for Your Talk Bod's Nice to Meet You questionnaire. There's a little twist here though. I'm not actually answering it for myself. I'm answering it for my very good friend, real life best friend, She Flew Higher, who I hope is going to also answer it for me. Well, I'm not sure hope's the right word, but who I think will also answer it for me. So let me introduce you to her now. So please introduce yourself, your username, and what name you'd like to go by. Her username is She Flew Higher, and she goes by SFH, although I think sometimes she goes by She as well. Are you, or do you hope to be, a performer, writer, lurker, etc.? She's a performer and has written some of her own audios, so I'm sure she'll write more in the future. I don't know whether she'd ever write just a script for other people, but yeah, she's definitely written her own stuff as well as performed. Favourite musical genre? Do you know, I'm not entirely sure, and there's a reason for that. I know she's not as cheesy as I am, definitely not as cheesy as I am. But when we're together, we very rarely listen to music because we're talking too much. I was thinking back to the times when we've listened to music together, and I would say they number in the zeros. We never shut up, so listening to music together kind of doesn't happen. So yeah, you'd have to ask her that one. What is your favourite kink, something you find sexy? She Flew Higher is definitely a sub, I would say. I don't think she'd disagree with me there. And I know some of the audios and some of the performers she enjoys on here, and yes, I would say F sub for the time being. But kink she'd like to learn more about, I think, definitely shibari, and a little bit of pet play, I think that has caught her attention in some ways. And if it's a kink, I don't know if this is a kink, but some girl-on-girl action. The beautiful ladies of GWA have definitely caught her attention, so I think those are things she's probably going to be looking into a little bit more. Pet peeve, she can't stand people who don't think things through, who don't consider the evidence, who don't see things clearly. It drives her insane. So if you're going to go up against her in a political debate, make sure you've thought through what you're saying. But I really wouldn't advise going up against her in a political debate. Don't do that. Favourite celebrity voice? I know she likes accents, French, German, Irish. She does like an accent. In terms of real life celebrities, I'm not sure. I can't say favourites. I know GWA celebrities. Don't tell her I told you, but she's quite a fan of Avalon. But I didn't tell you that. Biggest idiosyncrasies. Well, she has a nut and seed allergy, which I know she's mentioned on here before. So it's really frustrating for her ordering food out and about in restaurants, because not every restaurant understands the importance of a life-threatening allergy. So that can be really frustrating for her. And she actually does find it almost impossible to order dessert in restaurants, despite her dessert challenge. So dessert is something that she eats at home when she's made it herself. She likes to listen to classical music when she's driving because it's calming. And it's not really an idiosyncrasy, but I would just say that she is always ready to provide Prosecco and a listening ear. Probably in that order. Prosecco comes first and then a listening ear. Three fun facts about her. Well, she's just incredibly creative. Like, she bakes, she cooks, she crochets, she's just such, she makes an incredible home, and I'm in awe of her creativity. She can grow things in the garden, all these things that, well, not all these things I can't do, I can do some of those things, but yeah, I'm just in awe of how creative she is in her own environment and the home that she creates for herself. She is an engineer who speaks French and German. She's an extremely smart lady. And again, I'm somewhat in awe. And she has taught me more about sex than I could ever teach her. And she can drink me under the table. So, three fun facts. Well, four fun facts. Three or four. And what does she hope to get out of GWA and GWA backstage? In no particular order, I think probably fun and giggles, laughs, definitely. Friendships, a few new ideas, a little bit extra confidence, not that she needs a great deal more, but a little bit extra confidence. And, you know, enough excellent porn to fill a small barn. So there we go. Probably what we're all looking for, I guess. Yes, so that is She Flew Higher, and I dread to think what she's going to say about me. Thank you, this has been Good Girl 1980. Bye bye.